This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 92 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have good neighbor Larry Venturino from Venturino's Comedy Club. Larry, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Jim. How you doing?
I am doing awesome. I'm excited to learn about you and have some fun doing so, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Awesome. Yeah, thank you for having me. It's great.
Yes. So why don't we jump in? Why don't you share a little bit about what you guys do over there?
Okay. Well, it's not you guys. It's actually just me.
Just you. It's one guy, not five guys, right?
doing it all. But no, actually, I do have a lot of support and everything and some friends that have been helping me out. But Venturino's Comedy Club, the first ever comedy club in Estero's history. So not
really?
not even the Caritians had a comedy club back then.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Could you believe it? They didn't have one. But so this is the first one ever in the history of Estero. And I started it back in January of this year.
Okay.
And And so we're actually located in the Embassy Suites by Hilton, right off Corkscrew Road, right off 75. Really easy to get to.
Right in the heart of everything.
Right.
So you've got to have a passion. You've got to have something. But how did you get into comedy?
So 9.5 years ago or so, my friend and I had been writing jokes back and forth. And we're like, you know, one of us needs to try this. And so one night I went up and I tried it. It actually went pretty well. And I actually started getting booked directly from that show. Wow. On like actual real shows. And it kind of just snowballed from there. Before that, I used to sing in punk rock bands. And so I was kind of used to the stage. I was used to the hustle. I was used to like traveling around and things like that. So this was obviously a little bit different being, you know, doing it on stage alone. Right. And whatnot, but kind of always loved stand up and wanted to give it a try. And since it went pretty well, I just really started doing it. And it kind of just gradually got bigger and bigger over the years.
Wow. See, just follow your heart, follow your passion. You find
right.
What you're going to do.
Yeah.
So are you from here originally?
Why do I sound like I'm from Florida?
maybe not. Maybe not so much. But there's a lot of people down in Florida that sound like you.
Right. I'm actually from Rhode Island originally.
Very nice. What brought you down here?
I graduated high school and my family moved down to Florida, actually to Estero. 3 weeks after I graduated high school. I've been here since 96, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And a lot has changed since then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, right where we have the club, I mean, Corkscrew Road was a dirt road the year before we moved here. And, you
right.
know, no ice rink, no Miramar outlets, none of that stuff was on that road. And so, it boomed over the years. And you know, since I've been here so long, and when I look at, like, opening a room, I was like, you know what, I've lived here since 96. I have ties to Estero. Estero's never had a comedy club. Why don't I try to look for something right here, right near my house? So, yeah.
Perfect. I love it. I love it. Yeah, I moved down here in 89 and Fort Myers, Naples, and what was in between there? I don't know, really nothing.
Yeah.
So we've all endured some type of, I'm going to say, hardship or challenge along our way. To get where we are today. Is there something you can look back at now and say, maybe, you know, that helped me get through and it's put me in a better place now?
Well, I think it's just actually life in general. You know, you go through these ups and downs and you also go through a lot of rejections. I'm not talking about my love life. No, I'm just talking about, you know, in regular.
That's a different podcast.
No, we have, you know, good days and bad days. We have rejections. We have people that don't want to give us the time of day. And once you learn to overcome that and kind of just push forward, it really makes things a lot easier. Not everyone is a fit for you. Not everyone is, you need to do business with. Not everything is the best scenario for you. And, you know, that whole cliche of, everything happens for a reason. You know, it kind of makes sense. But you just have to learn to take those closed doors, those rejections, and turn them into learning experiences. And also, at the end of the day, it just proves to you that you have to hustle and do things on your own, because nobody's just gonna hand you things. And, you know, it's like you're talking to like your your young kid, oh, nothing's going to be handed to you. But, you know, you have to take that with you as a business person, as a as a professional. And because, yeah, I mean, you know, how many doors are closed on us that we just have to, like, see what next door is going to open.
It's that perseverance and just keep pushing through. And right. I think I mentioned it in one of my other podcasts. It doesn't matter how big a step you take forward as long as you are moving forward.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, and can you continue to do so? Go ahead.
Yeah. And, you know, doing things too fast, too, is also can be an obstacle. You know, in the comedy world, you see a lot of people, you know, like actual comedians who tell people that they're at this level when they're down here. Right. And it's okay to be down here. But like when you lie to people or misrepresent yourself to say, oh, I can do this, and you're not there yet, not only is it not good for, you know, a show or the club or whatever it is, but it's also detrimental to your own growth because people are going to say, he said that he was at this level. He wasn't. They're never going to ask those people back. So you have to be understanding of where you are. You have to be rational and it just kind of, you know, do the best you can and be in the present and realistic about where you're at in your career.
Absolutely. And it's like to your point, if I need to get better, I want to know what I need to get better at. So I want to focus on that. If people tell me I'm great, well, you know, I'm probably not, but you know, it's, you know, I'm never going to get any better because, you know, nobody's told me. So.
Yeah. I've kept a small circle of people I really trust. Like if I run material by people or if the people that, you know, kind of like, again, a small circle of people that I kind of really trust. Like, I don't need people patting me on the back saying, oh, you were great when you know, obviously you weren't. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that I know that have come up, you know, around the same time that I have that, like, you know, they get off stage and everyone's patting on the back. Oh, that was awesome. Well, no, it wasn't. And those people never grow. I want to hear the truth. I need to know, like you just said, you know, what I need to improve on because I don't want to be stuck. You know, I want to continue to grow and improve. But
yeah, if you're not learning, you're not growing. So absolutely. So are there any myths or maybe misconceptions about, you know, what you do in comedy that maybe we could clear up for our listeners?
Well, one thing is, you know, this is going to sound so mean, but like a lot of people come up to us after the show and go, hey, here's one you could use on your next show. No, please don't do that. You know,
I'm not coming to work and telling you how to do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And people mean well, and they're just trying to like kind of interact, and that's great and all and stuff like that. But you know, at the end of the day, whoever the act is, they're working on their material, their voice, and it's fun to interact. But like, yeah, that's probably not something. But you know, one misconception is like how you're treated everywhere. Now there are some clubs and venues and stuff like that that are terrific. They treat, you know, they treat the comedians like really well. It's like they wait on you like hand and foot. It's like crazy. Like, you know, not every place is like that. Not every place has to be like that either. But it's just like, it's like there's some places that you go in and it's like, it's rough. You know what I mean? It's not all the bells and whistles. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I work with some bands, and the same thing. You go to places, and you're like, "Where's our green room? That's the bathroom where everybody else is going." That's.
I mean, I've been lucky enough to perform at some of these big clubs around the country, and like my friend who I travel with sometimes, like we go in these green rooms, and they're like, "Okay, if you want anything, we'll get this." Blah, 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 blah. And we're like, "We just want to I just want a Diet Coke and just like be able to sit here. That's all." Like, because you have acts that come in that are like, I'm not gonna say any names, but you know, we've heard stories like they demand six pairs of sneakers for each show. They all these different, like they want them going out to buy. I'm like, I would never act like that.
They got the deal, Van Halen, Brown M&Ms, right?
Yeah, exactly,
that writer.
Exactly. So
crazy.
Yeah.
So obviously owning two clubs is very demanding.
Okay.
But what do you enjoy doing outside of work?
Well, so actually just to kind of clarify, Venturinos Comedy Club, the main location is on Monday and or Tuesday nights at the Embassy Suites in Estero. So like we have as the club, I do have a comedy series in Marco Island and then also one coming up in Port Charlotte. So they're at theaters. They're at theaters where we do like a monthly comedy shows, and I've been doing that in Marco Island since October of 2022. But
Goodness.
yeah, so that obviously that keeps me busy. I just booked like 11 months for Marco Island in the last couple of days, so it's a lot of work. But you know what? On my downtime, I like to travel. I like to go to concerts. I like to just even just spend some time outside, play sports and things like that.
That's why we live down here, absolutely. So what's one thing you wish people knew about your comedy club that maybe they don't know?
It is the most affordable entertainment in Southwest Florida. Check this out. $20 to get in, right? You're not obligated to buy anything else. Okay, so the hotel where the club is, they do have a bar and a restaurant where you can order food and drinks if you want. But unlike a lot of other places, there's no two drink minimum. You're not asked to buy things. If you want to bring in drinks or food, you can order things and bring them into the club. But it's so low key that you just go and have a good time. It's like you go in the room, it's like theater style seats, and you go in for the show, and there's no pressure. Everyone just has a good time. And I think really when people see that, they're really enjoying that. That like even though they would want something to drink or want something to eat, the fact that nobody's pressuring them to
Right.
is a big difference. And and also just like how convenient it is. We're right off 75. So if you're coming from Naples or Fort Myers or whatever, you're just getting off the highway and you're going like I don't know 100 yards and you're
Right.
turning. So it's really close to everything and really easy to get to. And I think a lot of people in the surrounding communities are seeing that, hey, I can go across the street and see a good comedy show and go home and not have to fight traffic and do whatever. And we're actually getting people from as far as Alva, Port Charlotte,
Wow.
Ave Maria, Naples, Bonita, Fort Myers. Like a lot of people are starting have been coming to the shows from all over because it's just like a low key, no pressure night of comedy.
Absolutely. Who doesn't like to have fun?
Right.
So your comedians are they're not just local. You probably got some national people coming around.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I definitely do use some local comedians that are from around here, but but everyone I use is nationally touring comedians, and I have people that come through. Like this week we had Stephen Lolly, who's actually a writer for Cat Williams, who actually just sold out Hertz Arena a month
Right.
or so ago. But he's from Los Angeles. We have people coming from New Jersey, from New York, all over, New England and anywhere. The great thing about my club is that as a comedian that I tour or perform typically Wednesdays through Sundays, give or take. And I might be out of the state, I might be wherever, because those are the typical days where comedians are booked. Well, my club does shows on Monday and Tuesday. So not only does that give hotel guests and people in the surrounding area something to do in Estero where there's nothing to do on
Yep.
Monday, Tuesday nights, it gives them something to do, but it also gives comedians who are on tour another day or two to add on to their Florida trip to make some extra money to do another show or two. And that's a perk that it's not everywhere. So
Yep. And then because of that, you're getting better quality comedians because
right.
they're not booked on the big weekends and so forth.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I
Absolutely.
love it. I love it. I love it. So how would
Thanks.
our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they're interested in attending a show?
Yeah, so VentorinosComedyClub.com has all the upcoming shows. Right now we're booked through the end of May. We'll be probably adding June and July stuff soon. But yeah, VentorinosComedyClub.com for all the upcoming shows. We're also on Facebook and Instagram as well. But yeah, you can check it out. If you have any questions, the number is on there. There's an email on there. And again, so easy. $20 to go see a show, something to do. And yeah. And I hope to see some more people out there. We've been growing week after week. It's been a lot of fun. So,
I love it. Congratulations on your venture, and then thank you for being such a good neighbor and what you're doing for the community here in Estero. It's much needed. So, thank you again for being on our show.
thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's great.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. or call 239-296-2621.